I'm Rick Smith, and this is Labor History in 2. On this day in labor history, the year was 1996. That was the day that working people of South Korea awoke to some alarming news. That morning, the country's new ruling party had passed a new set of labor laws. The new policies had been implemented at an unscheduled morning meeting. Only the members of the ruling party were present. They only took 7 minutes to change the nation's labor laws. The new laws would allow employers more flexibility to lay off workers and to hire replacements during a strike. The law also delayed recognition of new unions. News bulletins spread word of the law changes throughout the capital of Seoul. The Korean Confederation of Trade Unions decided to call a strike. Nearly 150,000 workers walked off the job. This included 17,000 workers from the Kia Motors Union. The next day, the AFL-CIO in the United States issued a statement of support. The statement began, "Today, the AFL-CIO stands in solidarity with Korean workers as they bravely confront the assault on their basic internationally recognized worker rights." On the second day of the strike, 200 trucks held a parade down Seoul's main expressway in a demonstration against the changed laws. By the third day, more than 350,000 workers were on strike. Major industries, including automaking, had ground to a halt. Striking continued into the new year, with 3 million workers participating at various times. White-collar workers joined in as well. After a month of demonstrations and strikes, the government agreed to take the laws back to the National Assembly for reconsideration. In the end, many of the anti-worker policies were adopted, although the layoff language was delayed. Like what you hear? Check out more at laborhistoryin2.com.